Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Today's show, why healing takes time. Yes, that's an issue for you. You may have abused your body 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And yet, because we're human, it's a shock to you when things break down, when you may have to take a few months or a few years, or for some of you, 5 years, or for some of you, a decade to turn around the damage that's occurred over as many as 50 or 60 years. Now, if you look at it that way, well, that's not a lot of time. It's just common sense. But we have that thing we call the nutritional media. And the way we sell supplements is to make you think you can turn it around real fast. So my experience over 25 years is that most people who get sick, who have chronic symptoms, expect these things to go away within a few months. And if they put a year in their mind, that's a long time. I always tell people this is not the case. It's tough for the public to wrap their minds around that reality. And the reason it's difficult is they don't have the education to understand the concepts. There's a concept in healing, and that concept implies that healing occurs in layers. And by the time you get a chronic symptom or you have a full-blown disease, those layers have to be addressed, and those layers can take you time. Now, I can say that. You can agree to that. It makes sense, certainly, especially if you're not dealing with pain syndromes yourself. But when you're in the middle of it, you spin. Healing costs time. It costs energy. It costs money. If you're in chronic pain, usually you're under the supervision of somebody and hopefully in the direction of a healing. And after 6 months, a year, things get monotonous. Do you know, we all talk about the relationship between emotions and disease. It may take you a year or two to get to that reality. Meaning a lot of people come into an illness or years of emotional stress. And while they'll say, yes, my life's been stressful, when you finally peel enough layers in the body to the point where you actually feel those emotions coming up, you may be 2-3 years into a healing. Things make sense, or things may sound one way on paper. They may sound one way on a radio show. But let me promise you, when you go through these things, wow, a whole world opens up. So right there, just on the premise that most of you will agree with, that at the root of your disease or chronic symptomology is trapped emotion, just on that basis alone, you can understand that it may be a few years before you bring that emotion up, we say. Even that's its own understanding. I've done a bunch of shows on that. If you're new to the show, welcome. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Show 315. We've been on air now for a full 5 years. And the theme behind the show is you need to get the education. Well, you're not going to be a doctor. You're never going to get that much education. You do other things. You're busy. But you should have enough education so that you can utilize the tools out there to navigate your own healing. And that's the premise behind the show. Otherwise, you get ripped off. You know, on the weekends, on AM radio, I think even FM radio, the most popular topic is what to do with your money as you retire. And you've got all these educational shows talking about You need to know enough about this so you don't get ripped off in the market as you pay someone to invest your money. And anybody that's done that knows you better know something about money before you give your money to somebody to invest. Unless you want a Bernie Madoff scene, right? It's the same thing about medicine. And this is the point of the show. Point being that you understand your healing as a supplement or two, as a month or two. And in reality, if you really got the concepts, if you knew what layers we're talking about, we're going to talk about layers and spaces in the body where bad things hide. And you have to find these closets, open the door, look inside, clean them out, and then get to the next one. And that means something anatomically, physiologically, biochemically, and electromagnetically. So just like your money shows, healing is an educational tour. That's when it's a real tool in your portfolio. All right. If you can, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. We've got about 30 pictures today. If you're just driving or you're multitasking, as always, just listen. I'll describe things as much as I can. I want to talk about the spaces. This is going to sound a little ethereal, but it's not. The spaces in the human body that have to be addressed that represent the layers in a healing. Now, I don't know if I should start from the outside in or from the inside out. I'm not sure. I think maybe I'm going to start from the inside out, and then I'm going to go and review at the end from the outside in, and you'll get my point. First thing we're going to talk about is the human cell. If you're on the website, go to picture number 2. There's a cell. A cell is like a grape. And in that cell, there's a lot of space. And each space is a different layer for you to investigate. Let's talk about the cell membrane. The membrane of the cell. Or the skin of the grape. So I want you to think of a cell like you would think of a grape. That membrane of the cell, or that skin of the grape, is a big blob of fat and protein. It's a screen. It lets things in. It lets things out. It keeps things in. It keeps things out. It's like border patrol. You got the pass, you get through. That's the purpose of a membrane, or one of those purposes. Now, within that is a massive amount of biochemistry, which we will spare you. But the point is that's a space. The cell membrane has a thickness to it. The cell membrane has other spaces on other side of it. And if you want to see where the rubber hits the road, when you talk about a healing, when you talk about a disease, generally, the first breakdown you're seeing is in the membrane of the cell. This is why, of course, your essential fatty acids become so important. Few people are protein deficient. Many people are fat deficient. Many people do not digest their fats. Many people do not assimilate your fats. Many people fail to ingest the right fat. The good oils, won't get into that big topic. But assuming you get them into your mouth, you're going to need a certain amount of bile. You're going to need a certain amount of lipase from the pancreas. You're going to need what it takes to get that fat to be absorbed through the intestinal villi, up through the lacteal, and ultimately dispersed to the cell. So the membrane gets plush. So there's one space that breaks down first and foremost. You think of the membrane kind of like the paint on the car. The minute it starts chipping, one thing's going to lead to another. You kind of think of the membrane, better yet, like the front door to the house. Once you start getting holes in it, and once those holes get bigger, what's going to end up in your house? And that's the way membranes are. But of course, membranes are fluid. They're dynamic. They're constantly changing. They're rebuilding themselves. They're repleting themselves. They're doing all sorts of chemical wizardry. But nonetheless, when you're in a disease or in a chronic symptomatic state, you have to give the time that it takes to begin to build that membrane more than you break that membrane down. So there's your space number one. Now let's talk about space number two, inside the cell. This is another space. It's another compartment. Intra, I-N-T-R-A, the intracellular space. You want to have it in the membrane, that disease, that problem. You want to have the assault taking place outside your house on the front door. You don't want it in your living room. Once it gets into the intracellular space, you have organelle breakdown. The pieces in the cell, if you look at picture number, well, either one or two. If not, I'll just name them. These spaces, inside the cell, you got pieces of furniture, like the mitochondrion, like the ribosome, like the nucleus, like the endoplasmic reticulum, like the microtubules, like the vacuoles. All sorts of different pieces of furniture inside the cell. And that space is a different space than the space we call the cell membrane. Is your damage heavily intracellular, or is your damage more on the side of the membrane? Concepts. Yeah, it's worse if it's inside the cell. Definitely worse if it's inside the cell. At the same time, it's not as bad if it's as if it's in another space. And that other space is your nucleus. The nucleus is the apple seed, the peach pit. The nucleus is the center of the cell. That's where the genetics are. That's where the DNA is. So you want that fight at the membrane. It's maybe okay if it gets and works its way into the intracellular space and starts to damage the organelles. In other words, the organelles don't repair as fast as they deteriorate. And so the efficiency of the cell diminishes to the point where the cell starts to sacrifice its function. But if it gets into the DNA, if it gets into the center of the cell, now you got big problems. You got a storm now. The body's thinking about this. The brain is thinking about this. Your brain knows it doesn't want the problem in the DNA. Your body's got a lot of buffers. Your body's got a lot of protective mechanisms to throw at the problem. Heavy metal, a cancer, deterioration from too many chemicals, pesticides, the ravages of mental, emotional stress. Whatever it is, your body's got a lot of solutions. However, at some point, that body's going to run out of solutions, and this is when the problem hits the DNA. Now, if you go into the DNA, you're talking about inside the nucleus. If you go into the DNA, the thing you got to remember, and if you can get to picture number five, please do. The thing that you got to remember about the DNA is it's all wound up into these things we call histones. And when we say that DNA is wound up and inactive, when we say genes are silenced, genes are these little pieces along the chromosome that are just spools of DNA. But when we say that gene is silenced, When we say you have that gene, but don't worry about it, it's a bad gene, but don't worry about it because that gene is silenced. There's a certain point at which it begins to unwind. That is another space. The unwinding of deleterious genetic sequences. In other words, the activation of once silenced genes that are all spooled up and inactive to very active, unrolled, or opened up, or unfolded histones. The tightening up and the loosening up of your genetic material is about more spatial orientation. Now, if you're going to get something that's unwound to wind up, or something that's wound up to unwind, depending upon where health is, right? Sometimes we want to get genes to express for health, and sometimes we need to shut off genes to maintain health. But whether or not you're supposed to unwind or fold up, you're talking about space. So if I look at you, I think about your membranes. I think about your intracellular space. I think about your DNA. And doctors, good doctors, have a sense based on lots of different tests, to get a sense of whether you've exhausted your membrane, you've exhausted the intracellular space, you've cascaded a genetic sequence, and you got big issues. But all of this is about space. All right, this is a concept. Yes, and you're going to heal in 2 hours, or 2 weeks, or 2 months, or you're going to turn around. By the time you begin to express deleterious genes, to shut those off, to turn that around, you're talking about a serious investment of time and energy. But then again, if you appreciate spaces, if you appreciate the sequencing, all the places bad stuff had to occur before finally the DNA started to express and not in the way you wanted, well, then it's a little easier to wrap yourself around. You really got to get this. You really do. Because there's always somebody to tell you you're going to be out of it in a few months. And what a lot of people do, and I want to be very emphatic about this, what a lot of people do is they bar hop. They go to this place for a few months, and then they go to that place for a few months. You still spend the fortune you're going to spend, only you don't get result. Because you wanted to hang on to this notion that, well, you're 50 or 60 or 70 and you got something heavy. You can't live with that symptom anymore. It's affecting your life. And finally, you just got to take care of it. Well, you're human, so that's to be forgiven. But now you don't stand up in the morning unless you take care of it. Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying in this show, what you're going to do is either drink the poison. You're going to get unnecessarily cut. You're going to get unnecessarily medicated. Just as bad is you're going to start bar hopping. You're going to bar hop from nutritional theory to nutritional theory to nutritional theory, and you're going to look for this relatively quick fix. Yeah, you'll give it a few months, but if you understand the layers, well, now you understand why this is a project that may take you a few years. And you've got to be rooted in that because there's always a crackerjack on the block that's ready to tell you that the key here is a few months of the world's best therapy. I see people do this all the time. They go off to these sterling clinics somewhere high in the Swiss Alps, and they spend themselves their 25, or if they mortgage their house, for some cure that somebody promises. And it's a great 2 weeks, but it is, against the money you spend, a horrid ripoff. Healing works from the ground up. Never let anybody tell you differently. Never. And again, I never want to be totalitarian or too dogmatic. So there are things that you can get rid of fast. There's little issues. Hot flashes and minor joint pain and minor digestive problems. There's stuff that goes away fast, but this show is about those of you who are chronically ill. This show is about those of you who have been given a disease. And you want to know how to employ mechanisms instilled within your body that went latent. They went to sleep. And if they wake up, they're going to influence your health in a serious way. That's what the show is about. And lots of people don't make the distinction between hot flashes and lupus. It's all clumped into the same bundle, and you got to make those distinctions. So spaces, the membrane of the cell is a space. Intracellularly is a space. The DNA inside the nucleus of the cell is another space into which we've wound the DNA that winds or unwinds or changes its spatial orientation. All right. Let's talk about organs. Let's talk about the organ that isn't doing so well in you. Your liver, your kidney, your brain, your lungs, your heart, your pancreas, your small intestine, your large intestine, your ovaries, your testes, your uterus, your spleen, your thyroid gland, your adrenal gland, your bone, your cortical bone, the marrow of your bone. These are spaces inside your body. And let's take one of those organs. Let's take the liver. Let's take the liver and understand that the liver is a bunch of cells wrapped in cellophane. That's what we call the capsule. And in between the cells of that liver is water, or is a liquid that's got a little bit more viscosity than water, but it's like water. The space between the cells of the liver is called the extracellular space, so it's on the other side of the membrane. So you have the intracellular space on one side of the membrane, and then outside the membrane, in between all the cells, you have the extracellular space, the ECM. Now, if you scroll down to picture 10, if you can, I have a book. I've mentioned this book before. I'll mention it again. It's called The Extracellular Matrix and Ground Regulation. Basis for a Holistic Biological Medicine. Famous book by a guy named Alfred Pissinger. And next to it, I put another book, Cells, Gels, and the Engine of Life by a guy named Pollack. Both of these books are making a claim. It is an emerging claim. It is a more avant claim. It's newer, and it's gaining power. And it's basically saying that the space between the cells is where health is. It's basically saying that the cell itself, the cell, knows how to take care of itself. If you drain the swamp, the swamp is in between your cells. That's another space. Before your cell, before your DNA, before the intracellular space is going to reorganize itself, you may have to clean the swamp. And that swamp is another space, once again, the extracellular space. So you see how we're building here? We're giving you a sense of where you are in the geography of the body. in the layering of healing. You've got the cell to the organ. You've got inside the nucleus where the DNA is. You have inside the membrane where the intracellular space is. You've got the thickness of the cell membrane. And then you've got the space in between the cells, or the extracellular space. Critical understandings, critical orientations. You have to know where you are to sustain the journey. Before somebody tells you it's going to take time, before you're going to accept that it's going to take time, you have to embrace the layers of healing. And that's why we're doing this show today. The extracellular space. It's got stuff in it. It's supposed to have glycoproteins like fibronectin, integrin, proteoglycans. The space is supposed to have stuff. It's not just pure water. But this space is where, off the inflammatory process, when the bad guys get into that space, the pesticides, the petrochemicals, the parasites, the viruses, the different forms of microbes, the heavy metals, you name it. When the bad guys get to that space, the immune system attacks the bad guys. And part of the immune response comes the deposition of fibrin. Those of you who are used to the show, you understand fibrin and its significance. Fibrin is like a spider web. It's gluey, spider-like thread that gets laid down by immune system cells that thickens the matrix, or thickens the swamp, or makes the space in between the cells way more gooey and gluey and toxic. And if you build up enough of that fibrin after years of inflammation in between the spaces of all of those cells, there's a certain point where the cell looks out into the swamp that it's encapsulated in and says, uh-oh, I got a major problem here. I'm surrounded by a swamp, and I've got to do something drastic. And that's the beginning of disease. Because the cell's response to that swamp will be suicide, apoptosis, which may or may not be what you want. Malignancy, meaning the cell will go into a psychotic replication phase. You understand, those of you with cancer? A good, healthy perspective on it is that part of your body, those cells where you got your cancer, was so encased by swamp dragons that the cell finally, out of intelligence, said, time for me to replicate, to be reborn against the prospect of drowning in this filthy, toxic swamp. There's a perspective on cancer, huh? Many in cancer talk this way. Problem, of course, is that replication cycle is a little crazy. You don't get a full replication cycle. The cell replicates, and then in its embryo stage, it replicates again. It doesn't become a mature adult cell. It becomes a two-year-old, and then the two-year-old cell replicates. And so, under the microscope, your pathologists will see a mass of embryonic staged cells, and they'll say, this is not a good sign. But again, the space we're dealing with is the extracellular space. The concept is that the extracellular space, the space between the cells, prompted a reaction to the cell. And don't you think before it had that reaction to the cell, the membrane had broken down? The membrane started to look real shabby. Don't you think before it prompted that dangerous reaction by the cell, the intracellular space started to look bad? But nonetheless, you have to have a concept of spaces. If I say to you, clean the extracellular space, so the intracellular space has a chance to repair. If I say to you, bring those fats in to build the membranes up to get some membrane integrity so that you can start to control who goes in and out of the cell in a more efficient way. If I say, clean it all up and pray to the heavens that that gene, that deleterious gene that we hoped you didn't have, that you do have, that wasn't expressed, that's now expressed, pray to the heavens after you do the thorough cleaning that that deleterious gene will shut off. If I say all those things to you, now you understand the spaces. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. We're just starting. There's way more spaces. This is a show you're going to have to listen to again, definitely. So you get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. Those of you listening, driving. Every week I hear from people who were just driving and tuned in and heard something different. This is something different. This is the show that's ahead of its time. And I say that really in the sense that it's ahead of its time in that it's asking you to do something that so far America doesn't want to do. And that's really get educated. Put health on the A-list. I don't mean buy organic food, and I don't mean go to your local store for herbs. I don't mean that. I mean understand the concepts. That's what we're not doing, because you got to use your head. You got to get those fundamentals. Really, there's no money in teaching fundamentals. There isn't. It's why you don't hear this. But what the public sacrifices when they're not taught fundamentals are real healings. I'm going to tell you that if you look at the masses of people that involve themselves in what we call holistic medicine, you see improvements, but you don't see healings. And we could see healings. We really could give allopathic medicine a true run for its money, in the sense that if you've been stricken with disease, there are ways out that just demand that you employ, initiate, and bring to fruition mechanisms in your body that are there that broke down, that prompted the disease. And you can reverse that very, very often. But we're not seeing that in the statistics. We're not. Our statistics are paltry. And there's a reason, and that is we have to get the public educated. You've got to understand. And so today's show, Why Healing Takes Time, says to you, well, if you get the spaces down, you're going to see all the places you have to mature so that you can investigate. And that's the key here. All right, so you understand the ECM, the extracellular matrix. You understand the cell membrane. You understand the intracellular space. You understand the nuclear membrane, the nucleus of the cell. You understand that DNA is a big clump that folds or unfolds depending upon whether your health is improving or your health is being destroyed. And there's more spaces upon that. Because you see, all those cells in that organ are strung together and wrapped in a capsule. It's as if you took a bunch of grapes and you wrapped them all in cellophane and then you injected water into the cellophane. So you were sitting there, you had a bunch of grapes wrapped like gauze with clear cellophane, and then you injected water into that cellophane. That water is the extracellular fluid. And of course, the skin of the grape is the membrane, and the nucleus of the grape is where the organelles are, meaning the cytoplasm, and the seed of the grape is where the DNA is. Now, that cellophane, the cellophane is called the organ capsule. All your organs have capsules. In fact, that's where the pain sensors are to the organ. The organ itself, the actual liver, really doesn't have pain sensors. It's like you've heard about the brain. The brain itself, the organ, the meat of the brain, really doesn't have pain sensors. You can stab it and you won't feel it. You can stick things in it and you won't know it. But all the organs are wrapped in capsules, cellophane, connective tissue. With the liver, it's called Glisson's capsule. With the kidney, it's called the renal capsule. The dural tissue of the brain is the capsule of the brain. And when these capsules inflame, that's when you feel pain. When things grow out of the organ, or when the organ inflames, when the organ increases its volume due to an inflammatory process, it pushes up against the cellophane or the capsule. And that's when you know something's wrong and you have pain. Again, now we have another space. If it wasn't for the capsule around each organ, the organ, well, let's say this, the organ would be way more likely to just dissolve into outer space, into no space. The structure of the organ is in part because of the wrapping of the capsule. The capsule gives the organ structure. Now, there are other things inside the organ itself that give it structure. In the extracellular space, in between the cells, in between the grapes, that fluid is more like jelly. And because it's more like jelly, it gives the organ some structure. There are collagen fibers in the ECM, in the extracellular space. So the frame of the organ, the way we hang the cells, what's an organ? An organ is gazillion of cells. Your liver is trillions of cells. And those cells are strung together in part by the jello in between the cells. But then we wrap it in a capsule. And that's the point here. We wrap the liver in a capsule, Glisson's capsule, or the renal capsule, or the meninges and dural tissue of the brain. We wrap it, and that gives it more definition. Again, another space. Another space to consider. Another space to investigate. Now, here's the clincher. There's something called, it's another space. It's called the abdominal cavity. Any of you hunters that have gutted an animal, have sliced its belly and pulled all its organs out. Why? Because generally today we don't eat the organs. We used to, now we don't. What you're looking at is the abdominal cavity. It's another space. And you know, hunter, farmer, prep cook, chef, housewife who works with chickens and turkeys and ducks and fish. Anyone that deals with preparation of animal knows that you pull the organs out and there's a space there. That space is called the abdominal cavity. Let's just call it that for now. People have abdominal cavities too. And in that abdominal cavity is tons of stuff that nobody ever talks about. We only talk about the organs in that cavity. So I want you to get that cavity straight in your head, because this is going to lead to something big. And when you put it all together, it's going to lead to something even bigger. All right, let's try it this way. Go to picture 26, those of you online. That's looking at somebody from their backside, looking towards their stomach, looking towards their front. Only what we did is we took off their back, we pulled all the organs out, and you're looking at the backside of their abdominal wall. Now, you can do the reverse of that. You can lie someone down on a table. You can cut open their abdominal muscles. You can pull out all their organs. And you can look at their posterior abdominal wall. So whether you lie someone on their back, face up, open up their belly, pull out all their organs, and look into the posterior abdominal wall, you can do the reverse of that. You can actually get that view from the backside of the abdominal wall, the front abdominal wall. Stated another way, if you look at somebody from the side, those of you online, picture 25, picture 30, if you look at somebody from the side, where you see their abs is the anterior abdominal wall. Towards their back, which you can't really appreciate, is the posterior abdominal wall. And in between, that's where their abdominal cavity is. So maybe it's easier for everybody to think of this as what it looks like when you go and you bake and you broil a turkey for Thanksgiving, right? We stuff the turkey. Where you put the stuffing was where all the animals' organs were. When you go buy a whole chicken to bake that chicken in the oven, that hole in there where they leave the gizzards, that's the abdominal cavity. Now, that's where the organs are. So when you say liver and you say kidney, for those anatomists, the kidney is behind the abdominal cavity, but indulge me. When you say liver, when you say kidney, when you say spleen, when you say gallbladder, when you say pancreas, when you say stomach, when you say small intestine, when you say large intestine, when you say ovaries, when you say uterus, you're talking about the guts. You're talking about everything inside the abdominal cavity. Now remember, each of those items are organs, and each of those organs are cells, and each of those cells have an extracellular matrix and an intracellular area and an intranuclear area. And each of those organs inside the abdominal cavity are wrapped in a capsule, from Glisson's capsule to the renal capsule. But if you're just looking at it from the standpoint of organs, if you take all the organs and you pull them out of the abdominal cavity of a chicken, so maybe that's the one everyone can think of most easily. If you just hollowed out that big hole in the chicken, you'd be looking at the abdominal cavity. Now, question, how do you put the organs back in there? If you were going to put the organs that you pulled out back in, you already realize the problem. What holds the organs in space? Now you're closing in on it. If you're following, very good. So it's chicken time, and your fist is inside that hole in the chicken, because you're going to pull the gizzards out. And you're looking inside that hole, And you're thinking about that. We all know this. That's the abdominal cavity of a human being. Now, if you were to put all those organs back in, what holds the organs in space? And what holds the organs in space, of course, is the connective tissues between the organs, which are all connecting the organ to the organ to the organ to the organ to the organ, all of which are hanging off the bones. So in the abdominal cavity, we have organs. And outside every organ in the abdominal cavity, in the abdominal space, we have connective tissue connecting organ to organ to organ to organ to organ, all of which is hanging all these organs off the bones. Now, if you've got that, that's huge. If you have a headache, I understand. But what you do is relax. And remember what I said. All these shows are archived. They don't cost you anything. You get on straighttalk.cc and you listen to the show and you look at the pictures. Because if you consider the DNA folding or unfolding, the intracellular space, the cell membrane, the extracellular space, the joint, the capsules to each of the organs, the abdominal cavity, and the fascial stuffing in between all of the organs hanging off all of the bones, now you're going to understand where all these pockets are that you've got to investigate over time. And you were hoping a simple supplement was going to put to rest a disease that took 20, 30, 40, 50 years to evolve. You were hoping that, and I do hope, and I mean this sincerely, I hope that in fact you're successful. We all love shortcuts. In my experience, I haven't seen enough shortcuts work. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother with this show. I'd just sell supplements. And I use supplements. And thank God we have some good people making good supplements. Premier Research Labs, Dragon Herbs. I mean, there's a bunch. Dr. Schultz. I mean, we've got people doing it. But we got to put this in a higher order, especially if you fit the description. So I want you to think about this now. That hole in the chicken is that hole in you. That's called the abdominal cavity. That abdominal cavity is filled with organs, as I described them. Those organs are all communicating with each other because in between the organs is a ton of connective tissue. It's stuffed with padding. That padding is called fascia. And in and through the fascia is the veins, arteries, nerves, and lymphatics. So all the highways to and from your organs live in that space in between the organs in the abdominal cavity. And then all of that is hung against the bone. Without the bone, all your organs ultimately drop and prolapse down and out your body, so to speak. So we got a lot of spaces to look at. Now, here's something that should blow your mind. I want you to get down to picture number 31. And those of you familiar with my show, are very familiar with this picture. That's out of the Ida Rolf textbook. And all it means is, for those of you driving, we can look at the body as a bunch of blocks. And when those blocks, meaning your bones, are stacked correctly, when those bones are stacked correctly, the space in between the organs is enlarged. So I think I really got you on this one in a good way. When those bones are stacked correctly, in other words, when your posture at 80 is the posture you had when you were 15, your head's not forward, your shoulders aren't slumped, you're not a sway back, you're not a straight back, your feet are planted firmly on the ground, when the gravity lines are correct, when the body's mechanics are dissipating the weight correctly through the joint, when everything Rolf, Pilates, yoga, Qigong, Tai Chi, Kung Fu, when every theory of movement ever laid down to man is respected, it means your bones stack up at the right angles. And when your bones stack up at the right angles, there's more space between the organs, which means there's more space for your blood vessels, for your lymph, for your nerves. Again, amazing, huh? We're still talking about spaces. When you shift your posture, when you go through over time and months and years to shift your posture into a biomechanically sound, youthful posture, you have put your organs back in the places those organs belong. You've separated the space in between the organs so your venous flow out, your blood flow in, your nerve flow, your lymphatic flow is way more optimal. That's big. That's really big. But again, you got to understand we're talking about shifting space. You're not going to get to the DNA unless you shift the bones. You're not going to get to the DNA unless you change the fascial compartments. As the space in between the organs changes, you get much better arterial perfusion, much better venous drainage, much better nerve flow in, much better lymphatic flow out. You clean and feed. You clean and feed the extracellular matrix, the ECM, with far greater efficiency as the spaces between the organs change, as the bones begin to shift their space. The spaces between the organs. The spaces between the capsule and the organ. The spaces between the cells. The spaces of the membrane. The intracellular space, the intranuclear space. That's a lot of space. And that space is stuffed with a lot of stuff. And when all that space and all that stuff deforms, gets thick and swampy, and changes its shape so it compresses, and then you walk in at 60 years old and say, I'm sick, help me. Look at the job you have to do. You see, this is where I find God. That's what you're supposed to do for a living. Where you find God is what you're supposed to do for a living. All the little children of the world looking for their talents in this crazy world, they're looking for God. They're looking to find God. When you get interested in something, you see the mysterious. This is amazing to me. Is it amazing to you? If this is the first time you've ever listened to this show and you're sick of being sick, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That's my office. That's how I see and find God, in your healing. That's why I like to do Christian radio. Christians are at least one group that understand that there's God in that body, and it's okay to use God and science in the same sentence. If you can't see God in a body as a body regenerates itself, good luck. Good luck in this world. But that's where I see it. It's amazing to me that when I say change the posture, you're reconfiguring the DNA. And that all these spaces are in reciprocity with each other. So those of you who like to get too analytical are thinking, which space do I deal with first? Couple of things. This show is to stimulate your curiosity. That's the purpose of these shows. You pick it up from here. Listen to my other 300 and something shows. I don't charge you anything. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc. Listen to the shows. Because everything is reciprocating with everything. All these spaces are stuck shut. As those spaces loosen, stuff excretes. As stuff excretes, your vibration changes. As stuff excretes, your vibration changes, and you start undoing the emotional damage. At some point, you start seeing the beauty in your process. You'll start feeling God in a deeper way. I kid you not. 60 minutes, there's never enough time. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Get to the website. Listen to this show again. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.